To the daughters who fix it all for everyone, you deserve the same magic that you give to others. Author's note. The events of Uncharmed take place prior to Belle's adventures in Rewitched, but both are standalone stories set in the Selkuth world. Chapter 1. Sugar and Sorcery. The promise and power of a little treat is perhaps the most magical concept that a mind can manifest. The potency that it holds, hovering just beyond arm's reach, is a gift that can lead to wonderful things. It is well-intentioned trickery and silent prayer. It is a mug of warm, silken coffee, clutched between chilled hands, in exchange for waking up before the morning sun. The bright splashed palette of supermarket flowers for completing a tick list, the wrapper crinkling against a net of oranges, a squashed loaf of bread, or the promise to oneself that a precious half hour will be reserved amidst the madness for peace and rest, reading and escape. Everything else forbidden to interrupt while feet are tucked underneath legs and a blanket keeps the world away. A little treat can change it all. Each small, bargaining vow holds equally compelling magic, but most folk would probably agree that their favourite treat is a sweet one, and the best of those could always be found at Celestial Bakehouse. Everyone who knew the bakery would bribe themselves with a trip, if only they could get through their pile of work, their demanding day to day. Then the reward would be to follow the scent of toasted cinnamon sugar that trailed down the street until they reached the candy-striped canopy. An otherworldly charm seemed to float on the air at Celeste, as regulars had taken to calling it. The irresistible pull of the place, powder pink and pretty on the corner of London's Maple Row, might well have been explained by the treats inside. Then again, it might also have had something to do with the owner. When Annie Wildwood first moved in and turned the place pink, the bakery had seemed to spring up overnight, appearing one morning as if from nowhere in a cloud of rosy spring light and foggy icing sugar. Word had spread in a matter of days that Celeste and its charming proprietor were something special, bewitching even. The small fact that Annie was indeed a witch was almost by the by. Everything was crafted with love above all. But over her 32 years, Annie had come to discover that sugar and sorcery was a particularly compelling, delicious combination. "I'm afraid Joe just got the last shoe bun," Annie said, gesturing to the older gentleman who was winking and waving on his way out of the shop, delighted at his luck. "But there's one caramel eclair left with your name on it, Olive."
"That'll do me, duck," Olive said, tired eyes crinkling.
The lady, her sandy hair tumbling out of a hasty bun, turned to the line of customers waiting behind her, beaming smugly for beating them to it. Not that they had much to worry about. Celeste had a habit of presenting its visitors with the very last one of their favourites at just the right time. Spotting her moment while Olive was fumbling in her purse, Annie fluttered her fingers in the direction of the last eclair, the white chocolate topping shining like marble. A glint of pale pink papyrus minutiae sparks sprinkled the air and the letters of Olive began to ice themselves in a delicate loop across the glaze. From the moment she'd begun her days at the bakery 5 years ago, Annie had quickly noticed that customers were far too preoccupied with the reason for their sweet reward to realise that anything as insignificant as magic was afoot. Witchery in the non-witchy realm wasn't as tricky to conceal as one might think. Strictly speaking, personalised goodies were not something Annie had time for these days. Since word had spread far and wide about Celeste, she had barely a spare second for the flourishes that she'd treasured at the start. But the little details were what made all the difference. She was not one to cut corners. Annie wanted every Celeste visit to be a special one. "Had a good day?" Annie called back over her shoulder as she lifted the glass dome and took up the eclair with her tongs, a pop of fluffy gingerbread cream bursting through one side of the pastry. The early evening light was pouring through the shop's bay window, turning the whole place peach. September's